I'm wearing bugs on my face to blend in. It's a disguise. What kind of thing does that say to your son? This is our first meeting. Shouldn't I get like a hug or like, oh, thank God you're safe?
I don't know you. I mean, I've never met you. How do I know that you're my son?
What kind of question? Prove I'm not your son.
Okay, that's ridiculous. You come to me with a bold claim and then ask me to prove a negative. You should have to prove that you're my son. I shouldn't have to prove you're not.
Well, you guys certainly sound alike. Oh, you know what we did wrong, Pa? We should have had all kinds of, like, pageantry and show about it. We should have been like, Dad, you're going to meet your son, and built up. And then when we did the reveal, he would have bought into it.
Are you crazy, Elvis? We don't have time for that. I can't spend weeks building up my dad's expectations about meeting his estranged son.
Well, if you wanted a storybook reunification, you gotta do it storybook.
Okay, suppose I believe all this, and you are my son. What now?
I definitely see where you take after your dad. You and he, both very much about poking holes, not about making constructive ideas.
Criticizing me is not a constructive idea. What is your plan after this? If you're my son, what do we do next?
Well, the current step of the plan we're on is just verify that you're my dad, which I think that we have.
Yeah, and we haven't yet verified that you're my son.
I believe step two is escape.
Step two is plan an escape.
Oh, good. So we've got a plan to plan.
Well, yes, now we have to plan to plan. We have factors that we didn't have before.
Okay, but I just feel it's disingenuous to call that a step. It's more like a...
If we actually make a plan, that is a step. That counts as a step.
So, okay, the plan is to escape. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to escape.
Okay, so the plan was you come to me, you say, hi, Dad, we're not who we appear to be. We're planning an escape. Talk to you about it later. Bye.
Well, I was hoping that you would have some kind of useful insight based on your long years of experience here at the palace. But I realize now I was expecting an older, crankier Paul to help.
I help?
Paul, I don't know how to tell you this, but I feel like a lot of times you mostly just complain about what's going on until someone tells you to do something.
That is not true.
No, it is. We would not even be down here if Lowry hadn't told us all to come.
Okay, all that's done. All that he's done is he's put us down here at a time before we're, like, prepared for it, which is why we're in such a bad situation.
Maybe. Yes. But also, if he'd been patient and we'd gone back to the surface, someone might have intercepted us or killed us while we were up there, and we never would have had this chance. We can't know. We can't just blame everything on Lowry.
Okay, you know what? Instead of trying to make Lowry sound good, how about we make a plan to escape?
Okay. I say we fight our way out.
No. That's a terrible plan.
But that's a terrible plan.
But Paul, listen, though. If we don't fight our way out...
The queen said that she was going to send us to the surface. So if we just wait, she'll cooperate with us.
Wait, she's going to send me to the surface too?
Okay, no. See, she didn't say that she was going to send your dad to the surface, or Lowry to the surface, or even you, Paul, who is disguised as a royal guard.
Well, she said she was going to send up one of her agents with you. So it'll be me and you and...
Just me and you. So your dad and your mom will still be here, and I know how you feel about Lowry. But I don't want to go if they leave him. He's my mentor.
I guess we also have to find Cherry, too.
Cherry's kind of our only friend on the surface right now.
Oh, man. I mean, Chip seemed to like us.
Yeah, but probably not so much anymore.
How many people do you guys have down here?
Well, just me and Elvis and I guess a big lizard guy named Lowry who honestly would just make the escape problem worse.
Lowry's the only one who can turn off the crystal, so if we want to go back the way we came, we have to have him with us.
Well, where's this Lowry guy?
He's in the slave pits.
Which also is where your mom's at, right? So that's two birds with one stone.
So your plan is to fight your way to the edge of town where the slave pits are at, fight your way back to the center of town where the palace is at, fight upstairs, back into the dungeon, and then somehow evade all the problems in the dungeon.
The dungeon's actually the easiest part once we have Lowry, but yeah, that's my plan.
Okay, I got an idea. All right, so we need to find Cherry again. Because Cherry is better at planning than any of us.
Do you know where this Cherry lady is?
Well, no, not presently.
Okay, that's not really a plan then. That's just a statement of, like, desire. Like, if I had wheels, I'd be a wagon. You hear the door begin to open.
Oh, put my hood back on.
Darius enters the room and says, here I am with a big jar of the finest wine.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Darius. And do you think you could help me learn how to play this game? Because Pretty Kitty here is very judgmental and is not helping me play.
All right, Lowry, over on your side of things, your life has become about daily toil and crushing rocks. Do you have anything that you want to do?
I'm going to take some of the smaller rocks and eat them.
Rachel at one point sees you doing this, and she goes, What are you doing?
I'm eating the rocks. They want the rocks. I'm eating the rocks. This is my rebellion.
That's it? You start with the grand treason of trying to bite the queen's face, and here you are now eating rocks, and that's your rebellion.
Well, obviously trying to bite the queen was way too big. I couldn't get away with that, but no one has stopped me from eating the rocks yet.
You must be so proud of your victory.
I've redefined what victory is, and I've proudly achieved it, so yes.
That just sounds like reframing defeat to me. You're pathetic.
Oh, don't eat the rocks. Don't eat the queen. Come out of your cave and go on an adventure. Everyone's got an opinion of what's right for me, and if I were just left to my own devices, I'd be a lot happier.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like you're trying to create a world where success isn't defined by being successful. You couldn't kill the queen and they arrested you, so now eating rocks is being successful. You know, it's not a lot being a good slave. I'm a lifer. I'm going to be a slave for life. I could sit here eating rocks just like you and say to myself, wow, look at how good I am at eating rocks. But you know what I am? I'm a good slave. I'm good at running my chain gang.
Being in slavery is also a form of failure. How is what you're doing different than what I'm doing? I enjoy eating these rocks. It gives me satisfaction to know that my slavers will never see them. I live up to my own expectations, while you make yourself a slave, not just to them, but to their expectations. Do you know what the first thing they said was when they brought me in? That they prefer the domesticated slaves. Do you know why? Because they've been trained to think like slaves. Look at them, wandering around doing what they're told without ever thinking of a world that's otherwise. But here you are, trying to act like you have independence because you choose to be a good slave.
All I'm saying is that you're 9 feet tall and built like it, and you could probably put in a lot more weight than you are.
Oh, you're trying to change the subject now. And you know what? I could probably. But why would I?
Because you are where you are, and where you are is in a chain gang full of other slaves. This is your social group. This is your life. Why won't you live up to it?
Because, Rachel, it doesn't have to be my life. What if I told you that I have the ability to turn off the crystals in the dungeon, and if I could get back there, I could escape the way I came?
I'd say I've been conned before, and I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, I say, you've accepted your fate and redefined what success is. We're both doing the same thing. The difference is, I get to live in a fake act of rebellion, whereas you get to live in fealty.
You'd never make it back to the center of the city, even if it were true.
Why not?
Because getting outside the city might be easy enough, but they fortify the city walls. Getting back in would be virtually impossible. The city of Eloria has neighbors, nasty ones. Some of them don't even have brains that work like yours and mine. They take the walls very seriously. Any kind of slave uprising? Stopped at the walls. And if just the two of us escaped, we'd never make it. For one, we stand out like sore thumbs, you especially, and we'd never make it past the gates.
What if we left the city and just kept running? There's got to be another way up.
What if we grew wings and flew away? There's things deeper in the cavern that you don't want to mess with, and neither you nor I know a way up except for through the dungeon. Look, I don't care if you want to make peace with your failure. Just do it in a way that's real. Okay, Paul and Elvis, you guys are walking down the halls back to Elvis's room when a servant walks up, grabs you, and then pulls you into an alcove. She says, Paul! And you recognize the voice, it's Cherry.
Oh, Cherry, you're alive! I was asleep when all of us got separated and lots of important stuff happened.
Look, we don't have a lot of time.
Where have you been?
I've been living under a lake. I'm a water mage, remember? It hasn't been comfortable, but it's working for now, and I want out of here.
How do you live under a lake?
Well, I'm proud to say, it's kind of ingenious, really. No one expects to look for you under the water, so you can make an igloo and trap air inside of it, or you can make a snorkel up to the top, depending on your circumstance. It's damp and it's cold, but I managed to steal some bedding off of some clothesline, so I'm making do, but I'm hungry. I've been stealing food where I can, but dressing up as a man is a difficult act. For one, I'm too short, and for two, did you know that men and women walk differently? I have practiced and mastered the art of the woman's sachet, but I haven't really mastered the man's tromp. I get weird looks wherever I go, and they're going to catch me eventually, I know it.
Are you at a lake here on the palace grounds?
No, I found a park inside the city gates.
Well, I mean, hey, we want to escape too. We've been talking about it. We found out that my dad is here, and they've got my mom in the slave pits, along with Lowry.
Mr. Paul, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news in a dire situation, but taking your parents with us would be very ill-advised. We're in a difficult situation enough as it is.
Okay. You're not going to be really excited about this.
I haven't been excited about anything involving your crew since the beginning, honestly.
That's not true. You got excited about a couple of things.
Well, in hindsight, I realize I was stupid.
I have met my dad, and I have revealed to him that I am parading as a guard.
Oh, good. You've revealed potentially damaging or fatal information to someone who you're not sure if you can trust.
I can trust him. He's my dad.
He has been living among these people for most of your life. How do you know he hasn't gone native?
Well, it doesn't seem like that. It seems like he hates everybody.
Good, yes. Okay, someone who hates everyone is also super reliable.
Okay, cut it out. I'm not going to help you if you're not going to help my parents.
No, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm just cranky from the lack of sleep and lack of food.
Actually, Cherry, it's good that we found you because we don't know what to do now, and we really need help.
You do. And I just... Forgive me for this one snide remark, but I am going to help you, and then somewhere along the way you are going to ignore me or do your own thing, and it's all going to blow up again.
No, that's fair. It's definitely happened a lot. It's a pattern.
That's mostly Lowry's fault.
Well, okay. Here's what I've been thinking. The Queen said that she would send a small party upward to figure out what's going on. She hasn't confirmed that you have a way of getting past all of the things in the dungeon without being in danger, but she seemed pretty confident she could just send someone up. What I'd like to know is why. Does she have someone who can get past the dungeon creatures? And if so, how come we never see any of them? If the fact is that she's always been able to send people up and we've been interacting with them, then we've had interactions with this civilization for a long time, and for some reason the city kept it a secret. Alternatively, she's had scouts find a way to the surface that doesn't go through the dungeon. Our city has only focused on the dungeon. We're really not concerned with, well, all of this because we don't know about it. She knows about us and has assuredly had years to figure out what her plan of action is for the surface. Figure out how she plans to send you up, and maybe that's our ticket out.
Well, she only said that she was going to send Elvis in a small party. She's not going to send my dad or my mom or even Lowry.
If there's another way to the surface that isn't as well guarded that we can just slip through, we won't have to worry about it. We can move on to the next problem.
Do you think they might keep survey maps of the area?
Okay, yes. I am glad that you asked that. They probably have survey maps.
Oh, but they'd be so hard to read.
What do you mean?
Well, they're a 3D civilization, right? They have to go up and down in the cavern, so you've got to be able to map on a vertical plane and the X, Y, and Z axis. Drawing mountains on a map can be hard because to show elevation, you have to have some kind of key to demonstrate the elevation. You could use color, but that could be expensive for map making, or you could use certain symbology. If you were to map out a bunch of underground caverns and how they go up and down, you have to have a system to show where the caverns are in 3D space, even though you're looking at it from a 2D perspective. To make matters more complicated, unlike us on the surface, they can't navigate by the stars or the sun, so they must be using some kind of monument as a central point of reference. I mean, my best guess would be the palace or the dungeon, because that's very centrally located and it's not gonna move. But even then, if you can establish the central monument where everything is measured from, there's not a universal system of measurement, so we don't know exactly how far a distance is on their map, because we're not acquainted with it. We'd have to do a lot of unit conversions, it wouldn't be a straightforward process. And then, finally, there's the issue of projection. Because the Earth is curved, every map is going to have a different system of coordinates. First, different countries disagree on where the central line is at, so when you see the coordinates, they're not always the same. You have to know what country is doing the coordinates. Then, even if all countries have agreed on what coordinate system to use, the coordinates are different depending on how close you want the map to be. For a city-level map, you actually have a different coordinate system than if you did a country-level map. This coordinate thing, it's probably not a big deal for us because we're just looking for tunnels that go out, but wherever the tunnels leave, we're not going to know where we're going to wind up on the surface, because we've got no way to map their coordinates to ours.
How do you know all this?
Oh, well, see, a lot of times, when people are sent on adventure, it's not to go kill a monster or something like that. I mean, you would send the military for that. When a small group of guys are sent to go look at a new area that people don't know, it's because the king or whoever wants a map of that area. So knowing how to navigate by the stars is the surest way to get work as an adventurer. My mom and dad have drilled me so hard on land survey and map coordination that I could probably find my way around the country blindfolded.
Well, okay, so if you can navigate while blind, then you should be able to get us out of here, right?
Oh, no, I was hyperbolizing. I mean, I can't really. I need like a star or like a mountain or
okay,
something.
Okay, but if we got to the surface, you would be able to figure out where we were and get us to civilization.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, and if given the time, could you possibly reverse engineer their maps and understand how to read them?
Well, I assume that some of their maps are, considered national secrets and stuff, but they might let me look at some of the basic ones and I could learn how to use those.
Okay. Mr. Elvis, here's what I need. I need you to get us a map. and find an exit.
Well, okay, I'll try.
Okay, good. Because I think the way that we're going to get out of here that has the most plausibility is to get your mother and father and Lowry, and instead of trying to come back to the city and through the dungeon, is to just run away.
I mean, is that the best decision? We don't know what's out there.
Well, of course, that's why I've got my strong, capable warriors and my ability to trap and drown most things.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I mean, I'm open to other suggestions, but that's where I'm at. Unless you have any other miraculous sources of knowledge that I'm unaware of, Mr. Elvis?
I could make a dangerous shiv out of nothing but paper and my urine.
Well, I see that they appear to be letting you carry around a scimitar.
Yeah, Torvald tried to kill me, but I'm being good.
He's also constantly under guard. By me.
Wow, you are lucky. Just insanely lucky.
Well, with our luck so far, it seemed like some of it had to go the other way, right?
Well, let's hope that gambler's fallacy continues to hold up.
Okay, we get into their libraries, we get a hold of their survey maps, and then how do we get in touch with you again?
Okay, so when you leave the palace, take an immediate right and walk the opposite direction from the jail cell where we were being held. You'll find a park with a lake. That's where I'm staying. Just start shouting my name. I'll hear you through the snorkel.
Well, what if you're not there?
I am trying to lay low and not be found. I am there most of the day. I have no sense of time. I'm going crazy. I'll just be lying on the ground, sleeping or crying.
Okay, well, let's say we'll try to meet you tomorrow.
It wouldn't be a good idea to rush. If you don't know what you're doing, don't rush.
Look, Cherry, everybody likes me and they're paying lots of attention to me. I've got to get out of here fast, too.
Okay, then. Tomorrow.
Yep, just gotta get those books, gather up my dad, go to the slave pits, get my mom, I guess Lowry, and then we leave.
Sounds like the way to go. God's help us all.